468-450 through 468-470, 468-471, 472, I'm sorry, through 468-509, warrant 7958, one journal entry or transfer.
Second. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Is her check number 471? Move to approve check number 468471.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of previous meeting minutes.
I think due to the election, those weren't prepared yet. Is that correct?
Yes, they don't have them just yet.
All right, so we'll move on down the agenda. Monthly budget discussion.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning.
I'm going to present to you the budget numbers for the month ending in July 2022. GCR ended the end of July with $8,104,761.96. Road and Bridge Cart Fund is at $1,930,646.92. Road and Bridge Fund 250 is at $14,462,427.12. The transfer station is at $1,184,502.29. The Law Enforcement Tax Fund is at $3,963,512.54, and the sewer is at $12,098,897.05. And I just wanted to present that to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. University of Missouri Extension update.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good morning.
I don't know what today is like.
Just hand us the handout.
It's right there, Sheila.
Thank you.
Yep. So they asked me to be here today. Thank you guys for having me. The first page of this is what my department handles out of the Small Business Development Center at Missouri State University. Some notable things without having to go through the paragraph format on here.
Can I interrupt you just a minute?
Yes, ma'am.
For the record, can you just introduce yourself so she can have in the minutes?
Oh, yes. My name is Cody Cox, and I'm a business consultant with the Small Business Development Center at Missouri State University.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have created Taney County landing pages for our Supercharged Southwest Missouri online business training. So there is a Hollister, a Forsyth, a Branson, and a Rockaway Beach online business training. It's at no charge to residents of Southwest Missouri. I believe we've got four training videos or modules in there right now. We're working on developing two more. Crystal and myself have been making an effort to be down here in the county. She's been working down here a day or two a week, and I've been trying to make it down here, I don't know, probably one day every 2 weeks for me, realistically. So we are spending some time down here. Our impact report shows our programs we're offering in the county. I was told to make mention that Willa, which is the field specialist for 4-H, she's been at the fair for the last week or two, so her numbers are from June, but she is out in the community doing programs, I was told to mention. And we've been in the community, we've been going to the luncheons, we've been meeting with clients, trying to spend as much time down here as possible. It mentions it in here too, we're starting a Codify program, which is three components. It's code labs for middle school age kids, and that's starting in like 4 or 6 schools in Springfield. And then high school age coding program, and then adult coding programs. The high school and the adult are the same. We're trying to roll it out in other counties once we kind of get the recipe down. But the goal is to give residents of rural communities actionable coding, marketable coding skills, so that they can generate revenue in their community and not have to go somewhere else to earn a good wage. That they can code, they can work from home, they can be trained in how to do it, and the money can stay local as opposed to someone moving off to wherever it is to do the coding job.
When is it anticipated that that'll be available in Taney County?
I do not have a timeline on Taney County, unfortunately, and I'm kind of the cog in the wheel on some of this stuff. Mm-hmm. I just know what I'm told, but we're working on getting it done, and they've got grant funds to do it too. So it's not a pipe dream. It's happening.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't have anything.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Agreement for the 2023 Ford F-150 Police Responder 4x4, number 22-090, Sheriff. I've received a letter dated August 5th, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form. And this agreement is between McLarty, CMFO, LLC, doing business as Joe Mock and Ford Lincoln and Taney County.
It was brought to my attention that the agreement doesn't mention anything about the warranty. So I contacted the salesman at the dealership, and he said that vehicle will come with a standard factory Ford warranty, which is a bumper to bumper 3 years, 36,000 miles, or in powertrain is 5 year, 100,000 mile.
And about how long do you normally keep a vehicle?
We've been trying to get rid of them at around 100, but right now, as you know, we're struggling to even get vehicles. The ones that we have approved in the budget to purchase, we're not able to get them all, so we are running a little bit longer just trying to get something to replace them with.
So it sounds like the factory warranty would be sufficient.
Yes, ma'am.
Is the highway patrol having problems getting vehicles, or do you know?
I don't know if they are or not. As you can see, this is what's on the state bid for 2023, and I was told that the email that he sent said that they opened the ordering a couple weeks ago, and he didn't expect it to stay open longer than a month. So I don't know if Dodge is going to do the same thing or not, but I do know that they've increased the price on everything drastically. because they're selling everything they can produce.
One county said they got their vehicles from the Highway Patrol.
Used ones?
Have you, we noted yesterday, and someone said the vehicles were starting to, the car lots were filling up and starting to become more available. Have you found that?
Well, I'm not sure. You know, we had ordered three Dodge Durangos several months ago, and we got one of them, and the salesman told me that Dodge cut the what they're actually going to produce of what he was allowed to order, so he said we may not ever get the other two. And I guess another issue was the fact that the Dodge and the other dealerships or manufacturers have increased the price. So his thoughts were that maybe they were decreasing the number that they were supposed to produce this year so that they can sell, go ahead and start on the ones for next year at a higher price.
That's an old advertising gimmick.
Yes. I know that just on the pickup, there was on this one, there was about a 30% price increase from 2022 to 23. So I hope that's not standard across the board.
If all companies join in on that, it'll work. If they,
yes.
If they don't.
Let's hope they do not.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, and it's actually one that I'm purchasing with inmate security funds because it's going to be used primarily for transport, so it won't affect the approved budget.
Move to approve the agreement for a 2023 Ford F-150 Police Responder 4x4 by and between McLarty CMFO LLC, doing business as Joe Macon Ford Lincoln in Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. First addendum to the agreement for motor oil and hydraulic oil, number 22-086, Roden Bridge. I have a letter dated August 5th, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the addendum as to form. This agreement is by and between Gabe's Oil Incorporated, doing business as Heritage Petroleum LLC and Taney County.
You guys have any questions?
When does this go out for bid again?
I'd have to look that up.
I tried to look on this. I just didn't notice. And so it's a 40 cent per ton increase. And they're taking it now. The last one was taken in.
We had actually just approved the bid on this not too long ago.
That's what
year.
I was. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. And they
It's a one-year contract with three additional one-year renewals.
But was it like in February or something?
The 11th.
It hadn't been that long ago.
11th of July.
Yeah.
Was that the amendment, though, in July? Did they get an amendment to it in July? This is the second amendment, isn't it?
It should have been when we approved the,
okay.
The bid on it.
But this is making...
So they haven't had the bid a month. They were awarded the bid, didn't have it a month, and they're already asking for a 12% increase. What happens if we say no?
Well, I guess we won't get none.
Well, then we need to go after for a breach of contract.
But I do believe in there.
It allows them to go 3%, doesn't it?
It was a quarterly increase. So
it allows them to.
That's the way it was put in.
I didn't realize that. It allows them to increase every quarter?
They have that option because otherwise, the price per quart per gallon was going to be quite a bit higher by forecasting what it would be at the end of the year, and we would pay that all year. So we took the lower price.
I remember something.
So the price is subject to a quarterly price increase.